The COVID-19 shutdown has halted nearly all travel and tourism, which includes the popular Finger Lakes wineries. But WAER's Scott Willis reports the wine industry is considered part of the state's essential agriculture sector, so most operations were allowed to continue, even if wine tours and busy tasting rooms are still weeks away.
Carmela Barbagallo is executive director of the Finger Lakes Wine Alliance.
The agricultural calendar just goes on regardless of what's going on politically or with health scares in the United States. While our tasting room activities have slowed, some of the wineries in the Finger Lakes have transferred staffing out into the vineyards to help there.
She says wineries are preparing vineyards for the growing season now that the threat of frost has passed, and staff are wearing masks and gloves. The Finger Lakes is one of five upstate regions cleared for phase one of the reopening process starting today, but Barbagallo says tasting rooms and restaurants can't reopen until mid-June at the earliest. Meanwhile, she says they've seen an outpouring of support from customers.
They are still able to receive online orders, orders to be shipped to folks' homes, and then they're doing curbside pickup for almost all of our wineries.
Barbagallo says she's been impressed with how wineries have adapted. President of the Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance, Cindy Kimball, says everyone is getting creative.
For instance, one tour company that is actually doing virtual tours by shipping to participants wine and cheese in advance, and then providing a guided tour and tasting, if you will, through the cheese and wine that people receive.
Kimball says she's been getting inquiries from potential tourists as they hear about the regional phased-in reopenings.
I've been emailing back and forth with a couple from Westfield, PA. They are looking to come, and they're trying to understand what's opened and what's closed. And I would say it's best to call ahead and check.
For example, the usually crowded tasting room experience during the busy season will likely be quite different. Barbagallo with the Wine Alliance says wineries are looking at best practices and other options.
Cleanliness, what type of glassware and glassware cleaning processes we'll use at the wineries, how to spread out in our tasting rooms or potentially use outdoor space.
Within state guidelines, of course, she says some wineries are considering appointment-only tastings. Meanwhile, Kimball with the Tourism Alliance says they remain optimistic.
And it's a beautiful aerial video of the Finger Lakes region, but it ends with the
Finger Lakes region has been here for over 100 million years.
We're going to be here when you're ready, to, come
ready
back.
To come back.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.